Hey there, it's Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. This podcast is ran 100% by the questions that you submit to me on Twitter. If you have a question around anything to do with a home-based business, feel free to hit me on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Higdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. So today's questions, I'm actually going to cover multiple, and I don't do this very often, but there's a few of them here that I think I can knock out quickly. And instead of this being a 60-second long podcast, let's answer a few questions. So this is the lightning round, all right? So first, Kenny Santos, he asks, how long is too long for a first exposure company tool in MLM? Is a company video that is 30 minutes too long? What is ideal? You know, it's I wouldn't say that 30 minutes is too long. It needs to be compelling. Because a bad video that's 30 minutes long could seem like 10 hours and no one would ever finish it, or you can have a fantastic 14-minute video. So time, you know, isn't the critical thing there. I would say, you know, 30 minutes, you're edging up close to the max that I would like to see. When I do a opportunity webinar, I usually keep it right at 30 minutes. So I think 30 minutes is fine, but I've seen shorter ones and I've also seen longer ones. So it's really the quality of the video that's more important there. All right, next, Stacy Hall asks, how to tell if your MLM is likely a bad fit for you and you need to move on, or if it's just sour grapes from no success? I would say, you know, the way that you evaluate where you are is community support, training, leadership. And if you are lacking in community support, training, leadership, then, you know, either you got to, you know, man or woman up and, you know, take it by the horns yourself, or, you know, just realize that maybe you need more training at the stage of life that you're in. And move somewhere where it would be more conducive to your learning and your growth. The key thing I believe in network marketing is to be in environments that are supportive and are focused on growing you. And you know, leadership breeding is a very, very important thing. Next, Ron Deering. He says, is it okay to once in a while blog about your MLM business if your target market is all network marketers? You know, that's what I first did. And, you know, when I first started, my focus was building my network marketing business. And, you know, about every 9th or 10th blog, I would throw one in there for my network marketing company. And, you know, not only did it not work very well, but I think it also turned off some people. And so my suggestion, man, is just lead with value and focus on lead generation. And then when you're connecting and building a relationship with those leads, some of them are going to be looking for a company. In fact, today, just today, you know, today's Saturday, May 23rd, I had two people reach out to me and say, hey, I'm looking for a new home. I'd love to chat with you about yours. And, you know, so when you lead with value and you put value out in the marketplace, I don't think you need to lead, you know, with your network marketing company necessarily. Okay, so let's see if we got another question here we can answer. So BK Rivera asks, how did you prepare yourself for the 20 no's a day challenge? Did you start with a group or by yourself? That was definitely on my lonesome for sure. You know, I was just, you got to realize, man, you literally have to be clinically insane to go for 20 no's a day and actually stick with it. I don't know anyone that else that has, and I'm sure they're out there. So I'm not saying that no one's ever done it, but you know, man, if you threw out the 3 no a day challenge, about 85 to 90% of your team would never do it. And it's just for anyone to be consistent about anything is super, super rare nowadays, it seems, or maybe forever. I don't know. But yeah, that was totally by myself. Okay, Lyndon Breeden is asking, how do you go about marketing for meetings, restaurant, hotel, use your company name and product in the advertising? Well, to me, that's not the most effective way. When a company is really, really hot, and this is you know, all network marketers think their company is the hottest, right? And they always think that, and it's just, you know, it's just, you know, whatever, right? When your company's super, super hot, then it may benefit you using the company name, but it's so astronomically the other way typically that when you use the company name, instead of go to the meeting, they just Google it and they find someone that talks negatively about it, so they never show up. So instead, I would focus on the benefits, you know, hey, wanna earn money from home, hey, wanna look younger, hey, wanna lose some weight, come to this free workshop, right, or seminar, or whatever you wanna call it. So I would suggest leading with benefits way over the company name. And I know that's foreign to most network marketers because they're not taught marketing, but there you go. All right. So Adele asks, hi, Ray, how do you answer prospects when they say, I'll call or text you when trying to schedule a meeting with them without being pushy? I would just say, you know what, to be honest, I'm so busy right now. It's probably better for me to reach out to you. It may be a week or so, so please bear with me. But yeah, I can reach out to you. So I want to reposition and posture up and have them understand that I am busy. I'm not going to sit by the phone and hope that they call me because they never will. And so when they get the idea that you're the busy one, it can really change the posture in the relationship. And then, you know, maybe call them, you know, either the next day or something and say, hey, I had a cancellation. I was able to, you know, give you a call. Do you have 5 minutes right now? Right? Something like that. But definitely posture up. Don't let them hold the power to the relationship. All right. We'll do one more. Some top leaders. Oh, this is from Elizabeth Oliva. And the last one was from Adele Uboko. All right. So this one's Elizabeth Oliva, good friend of mine. Some top leaders say to call your reps every day that they are craving your attention. I think that's sheer insanity. I think that's just nuts because it doesn't lend itself to being a business owner and it doesn't lend itself to scaling. When you have 50,000 people on your team, are you going to call them every day? Is that the smart thing to do? Or if you go out and you know you're recruiting people every single week and you have 250 personal reps, you're going to call them every day? Is that a smart move? So, it's, if you want to teach that to people who just want a tiny team, then that's probably okay. But you need to focus. You need to really be efficient with your time and work with people that actually earn it. See, that's what every other business, every other company does, is they work with the people that earn their time. The top, you know, the CEO of the company isn't typically mentoring and coaching the person not doing any work. They're working directly with the people that are working the hardest. And so, you know, I'm not saying there's nobody in my team that reaches out to me that doesn't get a reply. But as far as me reach out to them, if they're doing something special or if they're getting to work and they're making it happen, they're going to hear from me. And that's kind of how it works. So there you go, guys. We answered a whole bunch of questions today. Thank you all for playing along. And by the way, if you haven't seen it, we currently have a big sale going on. We have my brand new course. It is now $200 off, but that only lasts for a couple more days. You can check it out at rayhigdon.com/3videos. That's rayhigdon.com/3videos. And again, right now, it's over $4,000 worth of bonuses and $200 off. So check it out, rayhigdon.com/3videos. And I'll talk to you in the next podcast. Bye for now.